The Art of Inventing Language. I have been creating languages since my sophomore year in college in California. At the time, I hadn't planned on a career in language creation, since such a thing wasn't possible. In fact, I had no interest in languages at all until I was 17. All of a sudden, I became very interested, and started to study as many as I could. I still do. I grew up with Spanish and English. In the classroom, I've studied German, French, Arabic, Russian, American Sign Language, and Middle Egyptian hieroglyphs. As a student, I planned to be a high school English teacher, but when the time came to graduate, I got cold feet. I earned my master's degree in linguistics and taught English at Fullerton College for 2 years. Then I quit and didn't really have any other plans. The opportunity arose to create a language for the TV series Game of Thrones. The Language Creation Society hosted a competition among language creators to determine who would get the job. I won and went on to create the Dothraki language for the show. Since then, I've worked on many other shows and have continued to find steady work. A creative process. First, it's my responsibility to create the language, or as much as I can in the time available. After that, my job is similar to translation work. I receive scripts and translate them. I also record each line so that actors can hear how it's supposed to be pronounced and imitate it as best they can. Word creation takes a long time, so I target the vocabulary that I'll need. The grammar of a language, however, needs to be at least 90% complete before any translation can be done. I start with phonology, the sounds in the spoken language. Then I consider the grammar and develop the vocabulary. Sometimes I spend months working on them. But for television and film, I don't usually have a lot of time. It's always a delight to hear the languages on screen. When spoken, a language is, in itself, the full artifact. If the language doesn't work, the audience will figure it out. Everyone knows the languages in Star Wars are mostly gibberish,